Count, written by Wandering Jedi Historian and read by Flower Parish. This is a Star Wars The Clone Wars fic, rated for general audiences, in which no archive warnings apply. The interest started when they saw a large group of individuals doing it on one of the many planets they liberated from the Separatists. The people had been friendly and grateful for their world being saved from the Seppies, so Wooly had dared ask what they were doing. A kind elderly woman had explained that it was called Crochet. Many people had lost their belongings and cold weather was coming. Two warehouses in the city they'd liberated had had vast quantities of yarn in them. The woman had explained that using Crochet, she and others were going to take that yarn and create as many scarves, hats, sweaters, and blankets as they could. The infrastructure for the planet's power systems had been badly damaged in a targeted Seppi attack, meaning it would take time for manufacturing to resume, and with a galaxy at war, there were only so many ships running supply missions for refugees and survivors. So, they and others with the skill and available supplies across the planet were going to do what they could to help themselves in the meantime. It wasn't as fast as the textiles a factory could produce, but it was a skill that didn't require electricity and machines. Perfect, she explained, for a situation where those kinds of things were lacking. The crocheters had also mentioned that other people would make the same things using a different craft called knitting. Knitting also sounded interesting, but Wooly had been fascinated by the crochet and never gone looking for this knitting thing. The 212th stayed on that world for nearly a week after the end of the campaign, making sure the Seppies didn't come back and doing what they could to help with cleanup. During off shifts, Wooly and a number of others had joined the crocheters, who were happy to teach them the craft. A slightly uneven scarf is still a warm one, they'd been assured. When they had to move on to their next campaign, each clone that had shown an interest left with a set of crochet hooks and yarn enough to make themselves a scarf and hat set. Wooly treasured his hooks, and he'd taken weeks to make his scarf, determined to do it right. He and the others had scoured the Holonet for more tutorials as they sought to improve their skills. They all wished they had more opportunities for such things. It appeared someone was well aware of that. Even so, Wooly had never expected this. "How'd you get it, sir?" Wooly asked almost reverently. A full crate of yarn for him and the dozen others who had taken up the craft. Commander Cody smiled fondly. "I called in a favor I was owed," the commander replied. Wooly beamed at his commander. The 212th was truly lucky to have him. Wooly didn't know how the commander was constantly owed favors, and he didn't dare ask, but it wasn't the first time he'd used one to get things the men had expressed interest in for their downtime. It was possible the commander had to promise favors for some of them and just didn't want to make them feel bad about it. Favors were traded among the commanders, like moonshine from the not-at-all-secret stills was amongst the engineers, after all. Shooting furtive glances around the cargo bay, Wooly impulsively gave the commander a hug. "Thanks, sir," Wooly murmured. Hugging back, Cody replied, "You're welcome." After a beat, he added, "I best get a scarf. I need to be able to show off to the other commanders." Wooly giggled. "Of course, sir," he promised. Yeah, the 212th had the best commander. Wooly glared at the offending yarn on his lap. Why was it doing that? Oh dear, that doesn't look quite right, does it? Looking up to see the general standing just inside the rec room doorway, Wooly shook his head. "It isn't, and I don't know why," Wooly lamented. The general crossed the room and took a seat on the open couch across from Wooly. That made Wooly smile a bit. The general rarely spent time in the rec room without the commander. It was nice to see him grow more comfortable in the clone's spaces. "My lineage brother, Fëanor, crochets," the general said as he looked at the yarn. He didn't take it up until his knighthood, but he says it helps pass the time when in hyperspace. Lips quirking into a teasing smile, he added, "Even a Jedi can only meditate so much." Wooly snickered at that. "Really, General? Don't let General Skywalker hear you say that," Wooly teased. The general laughed, making Wooly feel very pleased with himself. "Anakin would be the first to say it," the general replied. "I mentioned to Fëanor that some of my men are learning to crochet. He'd be happy to answer questions, if you have them. Even offered to holocall when he can, to teach you additional stitches and patterns." Eyes widening, Wooly stared at the general. He'd taken time to mention this to a fellow Jedi, and that fellow Jedi wanted to help them learn more? He'd do that? Wooly asked, needing to be sure. Smiling widely, the general nodded. I think he's rather hoping to hear from the lot of you, to be honest. Looking down at the mound of misbehaving yarn in his lap, Wooly grumbled, Think he'd know how to fix this mess? War waited for no one, so it was nearly a week before Wooly was actually able to talk to Femur, as he insisted on being called. Over the next few months, whenever possible, the 212th Crochet Club, as Femur had deemed it, would calm him in between campaigns, and if he was in between his own missions, he'd show them a new technique, or they'd just chat while working on projects. Sith-carking hells! Wooly wailed. I am a grown trooper. I was top of my glasses. I can carking count, I swear. Femur laughed, but it was the commiserating sort, not mocking. Wooly, first question to ever ask before starting a yarn project, Femur teased, is, can you count? The second question is, are you okay with the answer being no? Wooly groaned. So unfair. Across from him, Trapper snickered. Aren't you glad we picked up this hobby for fun and relaxation? Nearly disappearing from sight on the comm, Femur doubled over laughing. Wooly nearly joined him. The end. Authors and notes. Aether gets credit for the can you count joke after using it in our chat a while back. My dad gets credit for Trapper's line at the end, as he asked me almost that exact question when I was very much in Wooly's position of, I can count, I swear. Podfigger's note. I had to pod this the second Wander posted it, because Wander is one of my absolute best friends and favorite crochet buddies. I am babysitting the dogs right now, and they were really excited to see me because I had just gotten out of the shower, so they were without me for like 5 whole minutes, and you know that that's untenable. So there's definitely going to be some animal noises in the background. I often say that and then there's nothing, but like this time I am relatively certain there will be at least something that I did not care enough to redo every line on. That said, I figure this is probably just a really cute podfic for my friends to enjoy. So, my friends, you have to love my animals because you love me. Therefore, I hope you enjoy this podfic. If you, whomever is listening, did enjoy this podfic, you can feel free to leave me kudos or a comment or both on the AO3 podfic post. And if you enjoyed the fic, please don't forget to leave kudos and or a comment on Wander's original fic. You can find the fic's link in the summary of the podfic and the inspired by section of the AO3 work. Thank you for listening, and thank you, Wander, for writing.